In 1901, at Spindletop Hill near Beaumont, the future of Texas changed dramatically as, like a fountain of fortune, thousands of barrels of oil burst from the earth towards the sky. Soon, Detroit would be cranking out Model Ts by the millions, and America was on the move, thanks to the black gold being produced in Texas. Now, more than a century later, the vehicles are different, but nothing else has truly changed. Sure, there may be many other alternative energy sources like wind and solar and electric. But let's be honest, America depends on oil and entrepreneurs. And if the USA is truly going to be independent, it has to know the crude truth.
This episode of The Crude Truth is brought to you by Oil and Gas Workers Association, Sandstone Group, Air Compressor Solutions, Basin Fluids, and the Fuel Pros.
Well, thank you for showing up for another quick update on the Crude Truth on what is going on at the Capitol this week here in the great state of Texas. With me is Stu Turley, president of the Sandstone Group, and more importantly, for that great update with, once again, boots on the ground at our state capitol in Texas, the president of the Oil and Gas Workers Association, looking very dapper today, our good friend Matt Cody. Matt, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks, RT. Thank you, Stu. Always good to talk with y'all.
Oh, great to always talk to you and get the updates on what is going on. You know, you are really, here we are, you're all over LinkedIn this week, all over the internet. You were in freaking, excuse my language, Ohio on
yes.
Monday, and here we are on Thursday, and you're at the state capitol now fighting for the oil and gas workers. I mean, it's just busy, and you are all over, and you are boots on the ground. So, no, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you very much, and I want to thank every oil and gas worker in this country for powering our whole trip. We use diesel.
And let's not forget about the petrochemicals that made every single one of those plastic bottles and plastic wrap and the tires for you guys to get there. And
back. That's right.
Well, Matt, you know, the other day you said, hey, I'm headed to Austin. I'm going down and I'm actually testifying. And you just got out of testifying right there at the Capitol, giving them hell, I hope. What was going on? And I believe you were fighting for Senate Bill 147. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I want to thank Texas Senator Lois Colcourse for inviting me to testify to the Senate Committee on State Affairs in favor of Senate Bill 147. This is a bold bill. I applaud Senator Colcourse and all Texas legislators who are working to pass this legislation to protect Texas oil and gas jobs and America's natural resources.
Well, nice. You know, what is it? What is the feeling? You know, we'll go with that again. You know, how is the Senate and how is the Texas legislator really feeling right now about passing, in my opinion, this positive law that would ban China from owning anything here in the state of Texas?
Well, you know, the Senate is actually getting some pressure from external forces. In fact, so I was one of the invited testimonies. So I was about the eighth person to testify in favor of this bill and the last one in favor of. After I finished testifying, I believe there were over 80 people registered to testify against this bill. We've heard, so Senate Bill 147 seeks to ban China and other hostile foreign entities from buying surface land. We have been working with Senator Colcourse's office and other Texas legislators to also ban China and other hostile foreign entities from taking control of our vast natural resources that lie beneath that land. You know, we have heard cries from, and largely from misguided politicians and misinformed voters, cries of xenophobia and racism. How dare you do this? You know, I can't help but notice. Now, number one, let me note that I am in Austin on Texas Independence Day. And like William Barrett Travis said, you know, give me victory or give me death. You know, we talk about remember the Alamo. Here in Texas, we have fought great battles to secure the freedoms for all Texans. And all of the people who were testifying against this bill after I left the Senate chambers, I can't help but notice that they're not testifying in Beijing, Tehran, Moscow, anywhere else. Because here in Texas and in the United States, we have the freedom of speech. So while we welcome dissenting opinions. They're not testifying in the communist and other oppressive regimes that they fled. Welcome to Texas. We love that you're here. We want to make sure that we keep Texas Texan and America American.
Hey, great, Matt. You're doing an outstanding job, but I got a quick question for you. With the surface land and the bill, and you said it's going for the rights under it, for the mineral rights, for everything else. Now, there's also a question on in the Air Force base just 2 years ago, China installed radios on wind towers right outside one of our U.S. bases in Texas. Will this bill help stop that kind of malarkey?
Yes, it will. Every piece of legislation that we can pass to shore up a U.S. ownership and to block the CCP and other oppressive regimes from endangering our national security, yes, it will help. Whenever we look at China's investment in Iran and their 25-year deal for oil and gas and other cooperation, we know that China was seeking an espionage hub in the Middle East. And with Iran wanting to export sanctioned crude oil and offload cheap crude to the communist Chinese, well, we know that that gives China an even bigger economic edge over Iran's oil-dependent economy. Here in Texas, with oil and natural gas being the largest driver of our state's economy, we need to make sure that we keep control of that and don't allow the CCP and other regimes to take control of our natural resources and exercise influence over policy. You talked about the threat that China poses from radio towers installed on these wind turbines. I was listening to a presentation from Senator Bob Hall about the threat of EMPs. These threats are not conspiracy theories. We know they exist. And those of us who get called crazy, well, I'd rather be called crazy than wrong and dead. You know, these are real threats. We talk about how energy security is national security. And while Joe Biden drains our strategic petroleum reserve in what even he called a time of war, thus weakening our country, we need to make sure that that we're watching for the threats from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that includes the people who own our natural resources.
You bet, Matt. And one other thing real quick. On that note, on the balloon that just went by in the U.S., China in 2018 had a successful test launch of hypersonic missiles from a balloon, even smaller than the one that went across the United States with EMP nukes. So it is a real, it is tested, it is tried, and there is real reason to get your hair up. In my case, that's tough.
Yeah, well, mine too, Stu. You know, you and I aren't as blessed as RT. You know, he got a good looking face and a full head of hair, but not you and I. Hey, no. Whenever we talk about what we're blessed with, America is blessed with vast natural resources that we utilize for the benefit of every American. You know, USA oil and gas production benefits Democrats, Republicans, independents. It's an issue that we can all come together over and support. Is USA oil and gas production also, I think some people are waiting for the shot heard around the world. They're waiting for China to announce they've declared war. And whether anybody wants to announce it or not, we are at war. Economic, to be certain, not to mention that Chinese fentanyl dealers working with violent Mexican drug cartels are running deadly poison, their fentanyl, into our communities. We're at war on our southern border and in every way except on a battlefield. And you and I both know that that's not far off. Chuck DeVore, Texas Public Policy Foundation, wrote a brilliant op-ed entitled, China is preparing for war, not saving the planet. And so while radical green energy policies destroy our power grids and our energy security, and while it depresses our oil and natural gas industries, it gives China and others who would do us harm an even bigger economic advantage over us.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Matt. I actually as well just wrote a Substack article on the same exact thing. Here we are fighting here in Texas, all right, to keep China out of what we're doing in Texas, while the president of the United States was in China, or he was at the G20 on Monday, G20 summit. He didn't bring up the weather balloons, didn't bring up, you know, the possibility of going to war with Taiwan. All they talked about were climate change. And that to me is a, you know, as you said, said and Stu said, that's a bunch of malarkey. Why are we still worried about climate change with China when all China is still continuing to do is open up coal power plants and try to still buy our minerals and our oil, okay? We are at war in an economic way. Just yesterday, I looked that, you know, the United States still has the largest GDP at $23 trillion, give or take. Don't fact check me. But you know who's second? China. China's second. Why are they still considered a third world country when they have the second largest GDP? And why are they not footing their bill for putting up and doing things to make the world a cleaner place? You know, here in America, we have cleaner engines and our emissions have dropped tremendously. We don't have the acid rain anymore, Matt. We don't have, you know, all that stuff.
Until a train wreck caused acid rain.
That's true as well. And Matt, you were there.
We talked about that on Monday.
We did.
You're right.
Touch base on that.
And, you're right. No, I wanted you to finish your question. I didn't want to cut you off, and I apologize if I did. No, Stu, you're absolutely right. This administration isn't paying attention very much to East Palestine, Ohio. They're giving it lip service. But come on. Joe Biden goes and visits all of our American taxpayer dollars in Ukraine whenever he should be in East Palestine, Ohio, paying attention to the problems here in the United States. Joe Biden talking with about climate change rather than focusing on the issues that are really pressing for America. You know, this radical environmental movement is going to kill our entire country. You know, we have some incredibly misguided and misinformed voters who listen to ignorant politicians like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who in 2019 said the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever been through the Grand Canyon or Paladura Canyon or seen the great Rocky Mountains, but there are millions and millions and millions of years of the climate changing there, and I'm pretty sure that there's going to be millions more. But we have a bunch of people in this country who've been told, hey, look, we've got to stop this now. You brought up China. Why doesn't Joe Biden or his administration bring up China's carbon emissions? Because that's what we hear about. We keep hearing that we need to decrease carbon emissions. We need to decarbonize the grid, which I think is absolutely foolish. And I think people in this country need to stop talking about decarbonizing the grid and quit capitulating to these radical environmentalists even a little bit. It incenses me. You know, whenever I was in Baltimore, Maryland for the Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission, there was an Environmental Defense Fund attorney who, I said something stuck in his craw. He interrupted a great presentation from a gentleman from North Dakota who was talking about carbon capture and storage. And I talked to this EDF attorney outside in the hall. I said, you know, your website says that y'all have got over 3 million members in the United States, China, Indonesia, and Mexico. How's your environmental justice program going in China? And he said, well, we don't have one. I said, okay, how's your racial equity program going in Venezuela? He said, we don't have one of those. So, well, let me ask you about carbon capture and storage. I said, we've been talking about pore space law. Whose carbon are we pumping into the ground? And he says, well, most of it's captured at the source. I said, no, I get that. I said, but whenever we're talking about direct air capture, whose carbon are we pumping into the ground here in the United States? I said, is it ours? Is it China's? Is it Iran's? Is it Russia's? Is it Venezuela's? He said, I don't understand why you're asking this question. I said, here's the reason I'm asking this question. I said, is that all you radical environmentalists keep trying to kill USA oil and gas jobs? You don't pay any attention to the fact that China produces over twice the carbon emissions annually as the United States. And he said, do you have a card? And he handed me a card with... He handed me a card with pronouns on it. And from behind his mask, I think he smiled, but I'm not sure.
Well, that's funny.
That is good. Matt, I tell you what, if you will, once again, that is Senate Bill 147. So we need to have all the citizens in Texas let their local representative know to vote yes for Senate Bill 147. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. We want every Texan to be in favor of Senate Bill 147. There are some other bills moving through the legislature from both representatives and senators that we're fully behind, and we'll be updating those bills on our website at ogwausa.com. We want people to follow along, to be informed, to pay attention to the bills that impact our families, our jobs, our whole lives, our great state of Texas, and our nation.
Well, If that's not the crude truth right there, I tell you.
It is the crude truth.
That's
hey, we're going to make sure.
Getting to join you, Stu Turley, and you, Ray Trevino, is one of the highlights of my day. And that's the crude truth.
No. Hey. Thank you. Thank you very much, Matt. Well,
appreciate
Matt,
you.
We appreciate your time, and we will see you again real soon.
Hey, thank y'all.
This episode of The Crude Truth is brought to you by Oil and Gas Workers Association, Sandstone Group, Air Compressor Solutions, Basin Fluids and the Fuel Pros, and Real News Communication Network.
The easiest way to start your own podcast and TV show? Real News Communications Network. Stand out from your competition. Produce streams of high-quality social media content. Become a thought leader in your industry. With RNCN, you get to be the host. We handle everything else. Tour one of our three locations in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the Colony. Call 972-402-6333 or visit launchashow.com to find out more.